Okay, today is Daf Tzad Ches Amar Aleph. Today is Daf Tzad Ches. We're on Daf Tzad Ches Amar Aleph. Seven lines on the top, where it says V'kama Amabenus.
Right.
That's what we're up to, whether we're up to there or not.
No, that's where my arrow was.
And today's Daf is sponsored by the Norensberg family, Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas. Now it says the Gemara like this: V'kama Amabenus. How much is an Amabenus? A regular mid-level Amma. So, Amar of Yochanan, Shisha Tvachim, it's six Tvachim. Okay. Amar of
Yochanan.
What?
Isn't it a measurement
see,
a measurement?
You'll see. We're not so simple. Amar of Yossi Bar Oven, Af Ananami Tanina. We actually learned that. Reb Meir says, Hashulchan Archo Shneim Asar. A Shulchan is 12. 12 Tvachim long. Virachbo Shisha, and six Tvachim wide. By the way, the Torah says, two Amos and one Amma. So if you hold it's 12 tvachim and 6 tvachim, obviously each amma is 6 tvachim. Michlal, tavi amma. Now, since we said that, Michlal, you ask the question, what's the size of the middle bit of the middle amma? Michlal, and that implies, tavi amma dinafish mine. There's a bigger amma. Because I asked you, where's the middle amma? What's the middle? What about the, it implies a big amma. And you're right, there is a big amma. Vatnan, shte amos hayibashushan abira. There were two amos. This doesn't mean an amma. This means a stick the size of an amma. There were two amos.
A yardstick.
A yardstick, exactly. There was a yardstick. And by the way, Shushan HaBira doesn't mean the city of Shushan, like where Esther was. There was a gate. One of the gates going into the Beit HaMikdash was called the Shushan HaBira Gate. Apparently there was a picture of Shushan on top, a molding of Shushan on top of the gate. Mm-hmm. There was a room there. In that room, they kept these two yardsticks. And Achas Al-Karen Mizrachis Tzfonis. One was in the northeastern corner, V'achas Al-Karen Mizrachis Dromas. And one was in the southeastern corner. Okay? Now, Shal-Karen Mizrachis Tzfonis Yisira Al-Shal Moshe Chatzi Etzba. One was a half a finger's longer than six tvachim. Half a finger longer. So it's not an amma, it's not six tvachim, it's more, it's a half a finger bigger. Shal-Karen Mizrachis Dromas Ha-Zi Yisira Al-Ea Chetzi Atzpa. And on the other one was also Chetzi Atzpa. Okay? Nimtza. Yisira al Shal Moshe Etzpa. So the two of these were an Etzpa bigger than Moshe's. If you combine them, it comes out to be one finger bigger. Why was it a finger bigger? So V'loma Amru Achas Gadol and Achas Katana. Why do you have two different, like you said, two different measurements for the same Amma? It's like saying, how much is a foot? So, in America, for the Americans, a foot is 12 inches, right? It's also 12 and a half inches. Why need two measurements for the same thing, right? Kedei, the answer is, Shehea umnin notlin biktana, umachzirin bigdola. They would measure, let's say the Gizbar hired these workers, and said, we need to build a room over here, whatever, and it has to be 10 amas wide, the room. So, okay, they'd make it a little bit bigger. Right? The notlin biktana, the size they would be giving was a regular size. Umachzirin bigdola. And they would make it a little bit drop bigger. Kadesh shelo yavo de me'ila. They shouldn't come to me'ila. Because if you use Beis HaMikdash without permission, you're over me'ila. So they'd give themselves a little wiggle room not to be over me'ila. That's why they had an extra. Vitarti.
So in that one little wiggle room,
so that's why the yardstick was a little bigger.
Just so for that little piece.
So it should be over me'ila. Because if you do it too small, you're over me'ila.
Right?
So you made it a little bit bigger, I'm not going to be over me'ila.
Didn't they do the same for measuring the tichum?
Yeah, maybe. Yes. Yes and no. That's not me'ila over there.
There's
a carrier and Shabbos issue, right? There's a Gemara that talks about how they would hold the rope to measure the amos.
Yeah.
Right.
So that did they consider that little extra part of the Beis HaMikdash or not? I mean, did it have the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash?
It had the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. It's on the Beis HaMikdash, but they shouldn't. Let's say the stones. The stones belong to the Beis HaMikdash.
Okay.
So if they use the stones, oh, there's some leftover stones here, we'll take them home. They couldn't take them home. They're Beis HaMikdash stones. They give themselves more room, not going to come to Me'ila. We already gave more than we needed to give. We already made it a little bigger. So the leftovers is for sure leftover. Now, Vatartalam, at least, why do you need 2 yardsticks like this? Chadalakaspa, one's for the silver, udava, one's for the silver for the gold, kalim like that, v'chada libinyana, and one is for the building itself. Okay, two different ones. Fine. Okay, easy. Now, Tanan Hasam, we learned over there, this is in Masechtas Midos, which is not about being a nice person. It's not what it's about. It's about the measurement of the Beit HaMikdash. We actually learn Masechtas Midos in the Daf Yomi cycle. Okay, even though there's no Gemara on it, it's just Mishnayos. I have a theory why we do that. It's the only time we're going to learn Mishnayos is at the end of Kudjum. I have a theory why. We'll get to it when we get to it. I'll explain my theory. It's a theory. I don't know, you know, Rabbi Shapiro did whatever he wanted. When he made the calendar, he put these in. Why did he do that? So I have a theory. We'll get to it. Anyway, Tan Hasan says over there, that Mishnah, Shar Mizrach, Alav, there was an eastern gate, Shushan Habira, Tura. And there was a picture of Shushan Habira, the city of Shushan, above the gate. My time, why? Why is that? So, Rav Chisda of Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. It's a machlokas. Chadamar kadeshi edu mehechan bo. You should know where you came from. What does that mean? You should know where you came from? Says Rashi, kadeshi edu where you came from. V'yiru, and you should see, mehechan bo, where you came from. V'yitnu hoda l'malkom, you'll give hoda to Hashem, shehotziyam misham, that you took us out of here. Yeah? Rabbeinu Gershom says, Sheyakiru benisim, you'll remember the nisim, she'asa lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem did for us, she'misham alu, kishenasan lahem koresh, reshus lahalos v'livnos habayis. Why Shushan? Because that's where we were when Koresh said, okay, you can go back and build the Beis HaMikdash. It was in Shushan. It's right after the Purim story. That's where we were. Not a picture of Mitzrayim. Because someone asked, well, if you want to give Shevach to Hashem, then put a picture of Mitzrayim. Put the pyramids. Oh, every time you come in there, look at this. We used to be slaves.
Right?
Wouldn't have been a better way to get thank Hashem for your good fortune? No. The Bedafka picked Shushan because that's where the permission. So imagine that. Right? Imagine that you get imagine Mashiach comes. We'll put a picture of Woodmere. Remember where we came from. We used to be in Woodmere. Now look where we are now. Now we're in Yerushalayim. It's a much, it's an unbelievable vart. It's much, much more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Relevant.
Much more relevant to the place where you got out of than from 1,000 years before that when you were in Mitzrayim. Very hard for us to relate to being slaves in Mitzrayim. Very hard to relate to that. Everybody here can relate to the Holocaust. Very hard to relate to Mitzrayim. Very hard. Right? Right? So that's what the Rabbeinu Gershom says, and that's why there's no picture of Mitzrayim. Such a good vart. Anyway, V'chad Amar, Kidei, Shihei Emas Malchusan Olehem. Another pshat, you should always remember there's a king on top of you. Right? Everybody remember Achashverosh? Remember that, you're not a free-for-all here. You have a king on top of you. Amar V'yanai, Lolo Tehei Emas Malchus Olecha. You should always have the fear of the king on top of you. Shemar says, now, the Gemara is going to say something so fascinating that you should always be respectful and fearful to a king. So it says like this. Shenemar, it says, this is in Parshas Bo. It says, Vayerdu kol avdecha eila elai, v'yishtachavu li lemar. So the pasuk says like this. That Moshe is talking. And Moshe says, "V'yardu kol avdecha el elai." All your servants are going to come. Moshe is talking to Paro. All your servants are going to come. V'ishtachavu li, and they're going to bow down to me. Lamor saying, "Say, get out." It's right before he takes the time. Go out. Ata you v'chol ha'am asher baraglecha v'achar kein etze, and then we're going to go out. V'etze me'im Paro b'chariyaf, and he left Paro in an anger. Okay, so the Gemara says like this: that Moshe said that. But Moshe didn't say to Paro, and you're also going to bow down to me. He didn't say that to Paro. He said, all your people are going to come to me to beg me to leave. He didn't say you. You know why? He's still the king. Still respectful to the king. Rabbi Yochanan, right? Didn't say that to the king. Still don't talk that way. He's still the king. Even though he did it, right? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mehacha, so he says like this. We find the Chazal, that the Mezher says, the Mechilta says, that Paro was knocking on every door. Does Moshe live in this house? He's looking, where's Moshe? He never went there. Right, which house does Moshe live in?
By Makas
Bechoros. Where's Moshe live? right? And the Marshal says, what's Parsha doing? Going, he's going to bow down to Moshe. Moshe, you beat me. But Moshe wouldn't say it to him because you don't talk that way to a king. V'yochan amar mehacha, shnemar v'yad Hashem hoise el Eliyahu, right? V'yeshnam masnav, v'yaretz lefnei achav, ad bocha yez v'eila. Right? Okay. Then it says, v'alehu litrufa, the pasuk in Yecheskel. Talking about, but when the third base of Hamikdash comes, there'll be like a river flowing through the Harabayas, and it says, v'alehu litrufa. Trufa means like a medicine. Rav Chista, Rav Yitzchak, that's what it means today. Yitzchak, Rav Dimi. Charam, Rahat, Pel, Shalomaila. It'll be used to open up the mouth of people that can't speak. It'll be used to open up the lower mouth, meaning to have children, people that can't have children. Itmar to open up the pe of the people that are mute, and bar kapara amar lahatir pe akaros to open up the mouth of the akaros, the women that can't have, right down below, the women that can't conceive. It'll help them. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, back to earth. Ilu nemar, if it would have said now. The Mishka, the Shulchan had two halves, six in each half, for a total of 12. The Pesukim tell you three numbers, two halves, six in each half, and 12, a total of 12. So why did the Pesuk have to say, be so specific? So, Ilu Nemar V'lakachta Soles, if it would have said, take the flour, vafisa osa shtemasar chalos, and make 12 chalos, v'samtam osam, shtayim arachos, and make two piles, two halves, v'lonem arsheish, but it wouldn't have said six in each half. Hayisi omer, I could have said, achas shel arba, v'achas shel shmona. I could put eight here and four here. L'kach nem arsheish. That's why it says, no six and six. Ilu nem arshtayim arachos, if it would have said, two piles, two halves, sheish hamareches, and six in each half, v'lo nemar, shtemesrei, but it wouldn't have said for a total of 12. Hayisi omer, I would have said, shalosh al sheish, there'll be three of six. Three, I can make three of six. I can make 18. L'kach nemar, shtemesrei, that's why the Torah says no 12. V'ilu nemar, shtemesrei chalos, if it would have said 12, umar rachos, lo nemar shtayim, but it wouldn't have said two halves, v'shish, v'sheish, but it would have said make six. Hayisi omer, I would have said shlosha, shalarba, arba. I can make three piles of four each. 3 times 4 equals 12. L'kach nemar shtayim v'sheish. That's why it said two halves and six. I don't know what this whole lengthy gemara.
What is the purpose of this?
Ha'ad shel yomru gimur kros halalu, lo lamadnu. Had I not had these three specifications, I could have made a mistake.
With what?
What do you mean with what?
What would your mistake be?
Okay, Tzad. What's pshat?
Yeah.
No, saying shtayim arachos, shal sheish. You put two halves, six each. V'im nasan acha shal arba, v'acha shal shmona, lo yatza. You do four and eight, you're not yotze. Shtayim shal sheva, what if you put two of seven each?
That's 14.
It's too many.
Right.
What about that? That's why the Gemara didn't pick 7 and 5. Oh, the Gemara picked 4 and 8. Right, 4 and 8. No, okay. I don't know why the Gemara didn't pick 7 and 5. Well, you're jumping to a bigger case of 4 and 8. I don't know. So, shtayim shel sheva. What if you put two of seven each? What do you say about that? What's that called? What would we call that?
Extra.
What's that called? Baltosif. Isn't that Baltosif? You're doing more than you're supposed to do? Now, what happens if you do Baltosif? What happens if I take four minim of a lulav and I put in a fifth min? So what's the halacha? Am I yoti my mitzvah of arba minim? Just, I get an aveira of Baltosif? Or it's not four minim now anymore? That's considered fine. Not yotze anything.
You're not yotze and you're over.
Not yotze at all, right?
And you're over.
So if I add a 13th and a 14th bread, do you look at, well, okay, he's got 12. So he's got the 12 that we could eat those. And then there's two extra. No, that's over Baltosef on those.
No, you're not Yotze.
Yeah, Yotze at all. So Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Rowan tell Yona, Ki'ilueno. And look at the top two as if they're not there. Get rid of them. Right? Says the Karen Ora. Now, of course, you're over on Baltosef. You're over on Baltosef. Right? But the Karen Ora says, so the Gemara says this. You're over on Baltosef. The Marchesha says, it's impossible to say that the 12 are good and the 2 are no good. Because that violates the rule of Baltosef. How could Rebbe say that? Right? Tosef asked that question. One second. Yeah, so Tosef has a similar question. Tosef asks, we learned yesterday that the Mishkan, that the Shulchan only was Mekadesh up to a certain point.
Right.
If they're above that, forget about Tosef, how could Rebbe say it's good? So Tosef's answer is, you squashed the 7 into the 6. You squashed them down, so they were in the spot where normally it would be 6, you put a 7th. You hear? That's one answer. So maybe they're having, maybe Rebbe's idea of Baltosef is different than what we thought. Says the Koran, Rebbe says it's good. Yeah, you're over Baltosef. That's a separate thing. Right? Where am I up to?
Probably the
Inan. Wait, the fact. Even though we never would have the Hamamina to do 4 and 8.
Right.
I'm like thinking, why would the Gemara even, why would the Bresh even say anything like this?
The 7 and 7?
No, the 4 and 8.
If it wouldn't have said 12, if it wouldn't have said 6 and 6, I could put 4 and 8.
No, but
if it wouldn't have said 6 and 6, but it says 6, I can't do that.
I would say if you made the mistake and did that,
what?
Then you wouldn't be able to.
Right.
Anyway, we would do that.
Right.
But if you made the mistake by whatever.
Okay, I hear you.
Seems like an odd. This whole thing seems.
Right. So the next Gemara says, so Rohan tell Yona ki ilu eno. I view the top two as if they're not there. Right, so as we said, we squashed them in. Vaba'inon finasata al. But it has to be on. What's the question? And Rashi says, v'chiyav la'al shvi'is ikka chatzitza. There's a chatzitza now. What's the chatzitza, exactly?
Yeah, what is the
chatzitza? What is the chatzitza? Right? Oh, the question is for the Lavona. When I put the Lavona on the top bread, right? According to the one that they put on the top bread, it's a chatzitza. That bread doesn't belong there. So it's a chatzitza, right? Min b'mino eno chotzitz. So it's bread and bread, so it's not, it shouldn't be a chatzitza anyway. Okay, that's a question, fine. So, more answers. Ramalei Rav Chista, Ramalei Rav Chista, Rebbe Letamei, the Amar Al Basamach. Rebbe holds that the other shita that the Al was next to, there was that space in between the Shulchan. It wasn't on top of the bread; it was on the table itself, in the middle, in between the two halves. The Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Firasat Al Marechet Levona Zaka. Al Basamach, Al means next to. Ata Amar Al Basamach. You say Al means next to. Oweinu Ella Al Mamish. It means Al Mamish, on top of Mamish. No, Kish Omer Vizakosa Al HaAron Esa Paroches. You put the Paroches on the Aron? No, you didn't do that. You didn't put it on the Aron, you put it next to the Aron. Havi Omer Al Basamach. Al means on, next to. So that's not a kasha. Okay. Then we said, Kol Kalim Sheba Mikdash, every Kali in the Mikdash, the Kali flowed in the direction of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Shulchan was lengthwise to the length of the Beis HaMikdash. The menorah was lengthwise, right? That's what we said. Except for the Aron. So why didn't the Mishnah mention that?
Why didn't it?
Now we're going to have a brisa that says, Tana Rabbanan, Kol HaKeil Shel Mikdash Archon La'archo Shel Bayis, Chutz Mi Aron, except for the Aron. She'archu L'rachmo Shel Bayis. It went the other way. Right? So why did the Mishnah leave it out? So the Tosfos Yontif says, because that Mishkan, when I was talking about Kalim and the Kodesh Kedashim, right?
We're not talking about Kalim and the Kodesh Kodashim?
Yeah. The Mishnah wasn't talking about Kalim and the Kodesh Kodashim, only Kalim and the Kodesh. Left it out. The Sfasemes gives Jeff's answer from yesterday, from the day before, which was, the Aron didn't take up any space. Mashai mentioned it. Didn't take up any space, the Aron. Sfasemes says that. Didn't take up any space. Mashai mentioned it. And the third answer is that Sfasemes gives the third answer, and he says, talking about the second base of Mikdash, and there was no Aron. So why should I mention it?
That makes more sense.
That's a partial answer.
Yeah. It wasn't there, you can't.
Yeah. Yeah, what were you saying?
I said if the iron wasn't there, then you can't put it, it doesn't make a difference sideways or lengthways.
Right.
Mashiach comes, we'll find it.
Right. Now, v'kach ha'yu munach, v'kach ha'yu badav munachin. And that's how the iron was put, and that's how the badam were put. So my karma, what does that mean? Hachikam, here's what it means. Kacha yemunach, mid badav kacha yemunachin. That it was put here because the badim were put there. What does that mean? Badav minolan, how do you know that the badim were like this? The Tanya. It says like, in other words, how do you know that the aron was put in the opposite direction of the, meaning the length of the aron was not facing the Kodesh Kedoshim. The width of the aron was facing the Kodesh Kedoshim. That's the smaller part. So the length of the Aron didn't fit with the length of the Beis HaMikdash. How do you know that? Because the Badim show you. How does that show anything? How does that show? Because the Badim were on the shorter side. Okay? What does that mean? I have a picture here. Do they have a picture of it in the art school?
No.
They should, because without a picture, it's hard to imagine what we're talking about. Anyway, the Tanya, it says, Vayarichu HaBadim. And the Badim should be put in. Yachol, Loha Yenogin, Biparoches. I would think the badim don't touch the paroches. Tamad lomar vayiru. No, vayiru. What's vayiru? Right? Vayiru roshi abadim. You can see the badim. Stick it out. Ivayiru, if they're sticking out, yachol yehu mekuron paroches viyotzin. Maybe they stop all the way out. They rip through the paroches. Right? And they went through the paroches. No. Tamad lomar lo yiru achutza. You couldn't see the badim. You just saw the badim sticking out. Right? What's that? Haketzad? Dochakin uboltin beperoches, they stuck out. Vidomin kimin shnei dade isha. Like the two breasts of a woman that stuck out.
Right.
That's how the badim were sticking out like that.
It made the peroches stick out.
Correct. So, in two places, like a woman.
Right.
So isn't that a very graphic description of what the badim looked like? Like, we really have to give that mashal? So the Malbim says that basically, when the Ben Yoyada says that the Aron, which represents Torah, that's where you get your nourishment. So it's like a baby gets his nourishment from a mother. That's where you get your nourishment.
That's
the remez. That's the this graphic mashal. Oh, the Aron looks like two breasts of a woman. Yes, because exactly where you get your nourishment from. It's a good vart.
Yeah, okay.
The Marsha says the Malbim says that. What does it say? Oh, same idea. That's where the heart of the mother is, and the heart of the mother, the baby's always on the heart of the mother when it's nursing. The Aron is the heart of Klal Yisrael. So same idea. Yeah, what? That's a good answer.
I was thinking because Manat was so dry that it
was a little. Let's wake everyone up. Shenemar Tsurar Umar. Dodili bein shadai yolin. Right, it's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Right, they rest between the breasts. Fine. Menalan debadav lepusya the aron haviyasi. How do you know that the badim were on the width of the aron? So there's a picture of it here. I have a picture. I if you see it afterwards. The picture is that the aron was 2.5 by 1.5. So the badim were on the 1.5 side. So think of a rectangle. So if you have a rectangle, like this, it's a rectangle, the badim were on this side. Not on this side. They were on this side. Why?
The badim were here.
What?
Here.
No.
No, they were on here. This side.
Short side.
The short side. So if they're on the short side, and they're sticking into the paroches, the direction of the aron was not lengthwise. It was widthwise. Now why are the badim here? Why are the badim here? The reason why the badim were there was because b'nolan the badim b'pusya darin haviyasmi dilma lo'archa darin haviyasmi. Maybe they were lengthwise. No, Amar of Yehuda Tre Garvi ba'amthu palga lo mistagilahu. Two people, if they were here, if the bottom were like this, right? Two people in here would never be able to walk. But if they're like this, right? Then two people are able to walk better. Why? Because they're on the outside. See the picture?
No, we don't have a picture. You have the
see
picture.
See the picture.
Here.
I don't know, like a teacher in school.
You see the picture? They're on the shorter side. The best I can say is like this. If the bottom were like this, on the short side. If they were like this, then they wouldn't be able to carry it.
You mean here would be the problem?
No, the bottom would be here.
Right. So two people can't get in here.
They can carry
get in there.
What? Because they can't walk.
Too close.
The two are gonna bump into each other.
Too close.
They had to be in between.
Right.
So that's why it had to be this way.
Right.
So that they're able to walk.
Right.
Okay? Yeah.
But that whole answer against the concept of Eino Min HaMida.
Ah, so they asked that question. Anyway, the Aaron carried the ones who carried it. So what do you mean I can't walk? Anyway, the whole thing's a nace. Ain't talking about a nace. Right. So. And by the way, and you specifically had to be... One second. Yeah. And for some reason, they had to be inside the Aron when they walked.
Yeah, how do we know that, and why was that the case? I mean...
Yeah, that's just a tradition that they had. Manola and the Arba Havi Darula, how you know there were four people, the Tziv and Nasiru HaKasim Trey, Nosei HaMikdash Nami Trey, fine. Next. Tana Rabbanon. Asara Shulchanos Asa Shlom Melech. Shlom made 10 Shulchans. Shedemar says, Asara Shulchan Asa Shlom HaMelech, Shedemar, V'yas Shulchanos Asara. He made 10 Shulchans. Why did he make 10 Shulchans? So the Yalkut Shimoni says, because the Shulchan is the Remez for Parnassa. As long as they were in the Mishkan, and they got the man, they don't need Parnassa. They don't need a bracha for Parnassa. Once they get in the land, Shlomo's not making 10 shulchans. A lot of Parnassa. People need a lot of money. Make 10 shulchans. Same thing. B'yonach behechel, chamishim yamin, chamishim yismol. 5 to the right of the shulchan, 5 to the left of the shulchan. Tomorrow's daf also with diagrams. It's gonna, yeah, it's good. Okay. Vim tomar, chamishim yamin ha-pesach, Vishmishmi Smola Pesach, 5 on the entrance and 5 on the other entrance, and came Matsina Shulchan Badarum. That would turn out the Shulchan's in the south. Shulchan cannot be in the south. Vatora Umra, Vashulchan Titan Atel Tafan. Shulchan must be on the north. Ella, Shal Moshe Be'emza, Moshe was in the middle, Chamishim Yamin, Chamishim Yismol. Fine, very good. Tana Rabbanan, Esim Menorahs also Shlomo. Shlomo also made 10 menorahs. Shinemar, Vayas is a menorah, Asara Zahav. He made 10 menorahs. Why 10 menorahs? Same answer. Says the Alkut Shimoni, the menorah was the remez for Torah. And you're in the Mishkan and in the Midbar, and Moshe Rabbeinu was there himself teaching Torah for they got from Hashem himself. One menorah is all you need. You have Moshe Rabbeinu. Now that we're in the land, there's no Moshe Rabbeinu anymore. We need a lot of help with Torah, just like I had a lot of help with Parnassa. Made 10 of them. You hear that? Made 10 menorahs. Kamishpat. Vitein behechel, chamishim yamin, v'chamishim yismol. 5 to the left, and 5 on the right, 5 on the left. Vim tomar, chamishim yamin, ha-pesach. 5 on the right of the Pesach, v'chamishim yismol ha-pesach. No, that can't be right. Im kein matzina menor b'tzafon. In other words, when you walked in, there were 5 in here, 5 there, that can't be. Right. They were all on the left side. V'ator omra v'etza menor nocha ha-shulchan. Elish al-moshe v'etzba, v'emza was in the middle, chamishim yamin, v'chamisha yismol. 5 on the right, and 5 on the left. Okay? By the way, so why didn't he make 10 Mizbeach Panimis?
Yeah.
You don't need 10 of those. You don't need 10 of those. You only need Parnassa and Torah. What else do you need besides Parnassa and Torah? What else do you need? Nothing else. Shalom Bayit, so you guys could have also. Right?
How do you put that in the How do you put that in the Beis HaMikdash?
It has nothing to do with the Ketores, so, which was where the little Mizbeach was. Only one of those, 10 and 10. Tomorrow, the Gemara is going to have a whole complicated Gemara where exactly these 10 were. Okay. So, where are we up to? Tani Chada, Michatzi Bayis V'Lefnim, Tani Chada, Michatzi Bayis V'Lefnim, Hayu Menachin. When you walked into the Heichal, it was at the halfway point. The Tani Chada, another Brisa said, Mishlish HaBayis V'Lefnim Hayu Menachin. It was a third of the way in. So when you walked in, the first area was empty, then halfway in is where they were, or a third of the way in. How could it be? But by the low kasha, they're not even arguing. Mar kachashiv beis kach yakadashim. One said it's a third of the way in, including the Kodesh Kedashim. Because the Kodesh Kedashim was a third the size of the Heichal. So when you walked into the Heichal, there were three kelim. Right? The Shulchan on the right, the menorah on the left, and the Mizbeach in front of you. Where were those? Where were those? Right when you walk in, you bump into it? No. Either a third of the way down or a half of the way down. And what's behind them? What's the Parochet? What's behind that? The Kodesh Kedashim. Right. It's a third of the way in if you include the Kodesh Kedashim. It's a half the way in if you don't include the Kodesh Kedashim. It's the same place. Right? Mar kachashiv Kodesh Kedashim b'hadi heichal, mar lo kachashiv beis Kodesh Kedashim b'hadi heichal. One encountered the Kodesh Kedashim and one didn't. So Rashi says, Shaheichal, Shishim Amo, the Heichal was 60 Amos, Orcho, Kedixiv, Barais, Shabana Shlomo, Umudos and Shishim, from those 60 Amos, Hayu Esrim Dvir. 20 of it was the Kodesh Kedashim. Dixiv, like it says, Velasne Dvir Esrim, right? And the Heichal was 40, right? So if it's a total of 60. So where was it? It was in the 30-yard line was the three Kalim. 30. Which is half or a third, depending on how you're counting. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Mizrach u'Mayrav hayu munachin divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that these 10 shulchans and these 10 menorahs, first the shulchans, were placed Mizrach u'Mayrav, east to west. Okay? Which means, now... They're all in the Heichal. When you walked in, when you walked into the building, to the Heichal, on the right side were the shulchans, right? So we said before that there were five Moshe's, the original one, the real one, and then another five.
Right.
How were those five, what was the direction of those five? Were they also lengthwise? Or were they this way? So Rebbe Eliezer says, Rebbe says, they were Mizrach to Mayrav, which is lengthwise. Okay. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Tzafon V'Darom. No, they were this way, coming out this way. Tzafon V'Darom. Okay? My time at the Rebbe, what's Rebbe's reason? Gomar mi menorah. He learns it out from the menorah. Ma menorah, Mizrach u'Mayrav. So the menorahs were like that. Af hachanami, Mizrach u'Mayrav. U'menorah is gufa minolon. And how do you know that the menorah itself was like that? Shinamar, but it says, where am I up to?
B'ner
Ma'aravi,
second line.
B'ner Ma'aravi, Yarachos Hashem. It says B'ner Ma'aravi. So what do you see, B'ner Ma'aravi? Michlal, the Kulu, Lalafne Hashem. That the rest of them were not like that. And they were not facing Hashem. It was this way. Right. It was lengthwise, right? Because only one was facing Hashem. But if you tell me it was to the north-south, then Kulu Namil of Hashem Ninu. They were all facing Hashem. So it must be they were not. Right? You understand what he's saying? If only the Ne'er Ma'aravi was facing Hashem, that means that it was in the same way that the Beis HaMikdash was going, and only one of them, the Ne'er Ma'aravi, is facing Hashem. The rest of them are not facing Hashem. But if you hold it was straight in front and center, then they're all facing Hashem. Right. So just like the menorah was like that, the shulchans are also like that. For Blazer of Shimon Maitaima, Garami Aron. No. Ma Aron Tafan Vidarom. Afhani Nami Tafan Vidarom. So that the Aron was like that, so too they all like that. Rebbe Nami Gamar Ligmami Aron. Why didn't Rebbe learn from the Aron? Donin Chutz Mi Chutz, Vedan Chutz Mifnim. Don't bring me a raya from the Or, which is in the Kodesh Kedoshim. I'm not talking about Kodesh Kedoshim things. Don't bring me a raya from that. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Nami Ligmar mi Aron. Why didn't he also learn from the Aron? Damar, Donin, Chutz mi Chutz. I'm sorry, Rabbi Elazar, Shimon, Gom Aron. Avalach Menorah, Gufa, Tzafon, Bedaron, Havi Mancha. The Menorah itself was Tzafon to Daron. The Menorah itself was that way. So, Ela Haksiv, Yarech Oso Aron Uvanov. But it says, Yarech Oso Aron Uvanov, that only one of them was Lefnei Hashem. What's the pshat on that? The mitzadei lahu atzudei. No, what it meant was that all the other wicks were all facing toward the center. That's what it means. They were all facing toward the center. Because the bowl, you could put the wick anywhere in that bowl, they all made them face the center. Okay? Yeah. Amar of Nasan, Mikan, from here we see, she'emtza'i mishubach. That the middle one is the best. The middle thing is the best, says Rashi. The middle thing is the best. Look at this Rashi. Legabe shlosha shekorin b'sefer Torah, b'sheni u'bachamishi. That when three people get called up to the Torah on a Monday or a Thursday, right? V'amrina m'sechus Megillah, ein poschin me'asar psukim. You have to have at least 10 psukim. Right? So which Aliyah gets the fourth pasuk? Because 3, 6, 9. Which Aliyah gets the fourth pasuk? Right? Says Rashi, the Kamer of Nasan, the Emtzai Meshubach, the middle one's the best one. Right? V'kori Arba, Ashar, V'kori Arba, Ashar, Gimel, Gimel. The middle one gets the fourth Pasuk, and the other two get only three Psukim. Like you see, the middle one's the best one. Says Tosvos, Pirish Bekuntris, second to last Tosvos. Linyan Shlosha, Shekor, Betora, Dem Poksin, Me'asar, Psukim, Emtzai, Shekor, Arba, Meshubach, Tazem, Maisi, Hach, Raisa, Hasam Perakam de Megillah Avokasha. The Maisinami Shar Brisos the Rishon V'Acham Meshubachim. What do you mean? There were other Brisos that say the first Aliyah is the best. The last Aliyah is the best. Achron Achron Chavim. What are you talking about? The middle one. The middle one's the best. Where'd that come from? Right? L'kach Nira Tachacham Misnisen. You know what it means. The middle one's the best. L'gabe Shlosha Mahalchim Baderech. When you have three people walking on the way, Gadol Be'emta. The most prominent one is in the middle. Right? Kedamar Perak Amar Halamuna Uvegila Ma'aslam Mishum Dekivan De Mishubacha L'Shar Devarim Tov Shikra Hashem Shikra Dal Psukim. Now that we established that the middle one is the best because he is the best, the middle one. Okay, so the middle will have four Psukim also, right? That's what he said.
Oh yeah.
I had a random thing out of left field about that the middle one's the best because the middle all the lamps face the middle menorah, the middle lamp. That the middle one's the best about Elias. So funny, random thing out of the blue.
But on Shabbos, although Rebbeitz is usually the longest of there, it's not the most...
There's no rule.
It tends to be the longest.
Though. Yeah?
But it's not the most...
I know, we have in by Rebbeitz, they gave to the Ganavim. Right? Who gets Rebbeitz?
Yeah, right? I've never had it.
You know,
so there.
What?
It's usually the third or the sixth, which is considered the most chashuv.
Right. So the third is considered the most chashuv because the first one you can get for if you're Yisrael, and the sixth is Al Pi Kabbalah. There's no reason for it.
Okay.
The Mishnah Berurah says Al Pi Kabbalah. Rabbeinu Tam was makbid to get the sixth aliyah. Nobody knows why. It's just a Kabbalistic idea.
But isn't that a reason?
What?
Isn't that a reason?
Yeah, it is a reason. It's a reason. It's a reason. It's a reason. We don't know the reason. We don't know the reason. Why Daska the sixth? We don't know. But we know the third. The third is the one because the first one you can get. So also the first one, they gave it to him. Very nice. Right? And the sixth is a Kabbalistic idea. Right? Okay. Now, Amar of Nathan. No, I said that already. Bishlom al-Mandar mizachumayar v'hainu d'havi yasvi asara be'esrim. So you can fit 10 menorahs in 20 amos. Right? Why 20 amos? Right. Elamanda Amar Mitzafon Ladarom Yud Bechaf Hechi Aviyasvi. But if you're going this way, if you're going across, how are you fitting 10 shulchans in 10 amos?
It's a nice.
It's impossible. So the Gemara says also Visu Kahanam Hechi Aviyasvi Hakat the Kahanam go in there, take the menorahs out, the bread out. Vesu matzinu hei shulchanos bedarom. There are going to be five in the darom. Vesu shulchan to Moshe hei chemanachle. Where was Moshe shulchan? No matter what, where was Moshe's menorah or shulchan? Ella misavaris chad darahave. You think it was one row? Trade darahave. It was two rows. If it was two rows, I made it much simpler. I made it much more compact. Not a problem. Tomorrow, when I finish with this, tomorrow, right? You have a picture of that. Excellent. Tomorrow we'll be busy with this a little more. And tomorrow's daf, by the way, the end of tomorrow's daf is one of the most famous dafs in all of Shas. Very, very famous daf. Tomorrow, the end of tomorrow's daf, and the Menachos of Tzadik Tes. It's not about Menachos. It's an interesting idea about learning Torah of all things. And we'll do that tomorrow. Everybody have a good day and a good Shabbos.